From Spark and Anvil and Quillspell, this is Sophia, in Chapter 1 of the Quillspell cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini. Sophia lives in the Greek Acropolis. The Acropolis is a neighborhood. It's like the Latin Quarter, where Edema lives. This is where Greek roots for English words live. It's not a real Greek Acropolis. The kingdom doesn't have those. The academy chose this look on purpose. 120 years ago, the first teachers built it. They put the Greek roots neighborhood on a small hill. It has white marble paths. There's an open-air theater, too. Academy historians say why. They wanted to honor old Greek ways. Greeks taught outside, under the sky. Sophia teaches in the amphitheater. She teaches there in almost any weather. Sun, mist, even light snow. Stone benches fill the theater. They are soft gray now. They got that way over 100 years. The sound here is amazing. Everyone knows it. Sophia can stand in the middle. She speaks in a normal voice. Every word reaches kids in the very top row.
Over the years, she has taught kids a trick. They whisper from the back row. This shows how good the sound is. It always works. The whisper comes to her perfectly. The kids love it every time. Sophia's real name is Theodora, but everyone calls her Sophia. That means wisdom in Greek. She grew up like Edema. Her family spoke an old language at dinner. For Sophia, it was Greek. Her parents were both very smart. They studied old languages. Her grandma taught at a small school. Her grandpa translated Greek poems. He put them into the kingdom's language. They appeared in special books. Theodora learned Greek very early. She learned it before she could even walk. As a little kid, she didn't know the difference. She just used both languages. When she was 9, she started to notice something. It was like Edema with Latin. Many English words came from Greek. They were just a little bit changed. Take biography. It came from Greek bios, life, and graphene, write. Photograph came from photos, light, and graphene, write. Telephone came from tele, far, and phone, sound. These patterns were everywhere. Theodora saw something Edema hadn't yet. Greek roots fit together better than Latin ones. In English, Greek roots just plug right in. Take two Greek roots, stick them together, you get a new word. Bio plus graph makes biography. Geo plus log makes geology. Phone plus graph makes phonograph. They were like building blocks. Latin roots were different. They often needed extra letters or changed endings to fit. Like port plus able makes portable. The able part helps it connect. Greek roots just snap together.
This made 11-year-old Theodora very happy. She started making her own word lists. She would pick two Greek roots, like bio and log. Then she wrote down every English word she knew that used them. Biology, biologist, biological, biologically. Then she tried to guess new words. What about bio and graph? Biography. What about bio and phone? Biophone? Not a real word. Bio and sphere? Biosphere. That was a real word. A very useful one. By age 13, she could invent words. They looked like real Greek words. She could do it anytime. She made up hypsograph. She also made up thermophone. Later, she found old books, her grandma's books. Hypsograph was already real. Thermophone had been a word for a short time. It was about sound. She invented words very fast. Even old language experts thought it was amazing. When Theodora was 18, she went to Quillspell Academy. She wanted to teach Greek roots there. No one had taught Greek roots for 2 years. Lex was the academy master. She interviewed Theodora. Lex was the same woman who later hired Atima. Lex said, "What is the root log?"
Theodora said, "Greek logos. It means word, study, or principle. You see it in biology, study of life, and geology, study of earth. Also psychology, study of mind, and mythology, study of myths. Even philology, study of words. It's also in dialogue,
speaking across, and monologue, speaking alone, prologue, speaking before, epilogue, speaking after, and words like logic, or logician, or illogical. It's the same root. It has many faces. Lex said, "What is the root graph?" Theodora said, "Greek graphein. It means to write or to draw. You see it in biography, an autograph, also photograph, and telegraph, even paragraph, and graph, also graphite. Graphite is pencil lead. It comes from this root, because it's what you write with. The pencil shows the link. The root is the action. The words that come from it are the tools, or the places where you do that action." Lex put down her teacup. She had interviewed 3 other people for this job. She said no to all of them. She knew Theodora was special. She knew it in the first 30 seconds. Lex said, "You're hired. The Acropolis has needed you for 2 years. Take your new name. Sophia. Wisdom. It fits you perfectly." Theodora became Sophia. She has taught in the Acropolis for 26 years.
In her classroom, the amphitheater, she starts every first day the same way. She stands in the middle. On a small marble table, she has 6 small wooden tiles. Each tile has a Greek root. Bio, geo, photo, log, graph, phone. She picks them up one by one. She holds each one high. Her voice rings out in the theater. Bios, life. Geo, earth. Photo, light. Logos, word or study. Graphene, write. Phone, sound, she says. These 6 roots are very common. They are in many English words. Once you know them, you can unlock thousands of words. She shows them how. She puts the bio tile next to the graph tile. She says, "Biography, life write. It's the story of someone's life, made from 2 roots. You can figure it out right away." She puts photo next to graph. She says, "Photograph, light write. It's a picture made by light, built from 2 roots." She puts geo next to log. Geology, earth study. Bio next to log. Biology, life study. The kids are always thrilled. They thought big science words were just random. Sophia shows them they make sense. They are like puzzles that fit together. Kids sometimes ask if Greek roots are hard. Sophia always gives the same answer. "They are not hard," she says. "They are like building blocks. Greek roots snap together. Learn the roots. The words build themselves. Most science words are Greek. So are words for medicine, thinking, and tech. Once you know the roots, a whole world of words opens up." She still keeps the 6 wooden tiles. They stay on the marble table. Kids sometimes ask to mix them up, to make new words. She always lets them. The kids invent new words. Photo plus geo, photogeology. That's a real word. It means studying Earth from pictures. Phone plus log, phonology. That's studying speech sounds. Bio plus graph plus log, biographology. Not a real word, but they know what it would mean. And when a child laughs at their own invented word, that bright, delighted, unafraid laugh, something in Sophia's chest goes warm and glad. That laugh, she thinks, is the best part of her job, not the roots. The feeling of a kid who used to be scared of long words, now playing with them like toys.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sophia. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.